chapter, Isaiah 50, verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 50, 10 and 11. Two verses. Page 758 in your old Scofield Reference Bible. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Let's bow our heads, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for this privilege of coming to God's house. And we thank you, Lord, for this precious day, Lord, when we've honored our precious little ones and pray again thy blessings upon our children here at the church. May we as a membership bring them up in the ways of God, I pray. And Lord, bless now in this service. I pray as your word goes out, may needs be met, may people learn today that they can trust the Lord when the circumstances of life cave in on them. Help them to look up and knowing that you care and knowing that you haven't forsaken them. And Lord, somebody here today without Christ, may they come down these aisles to him and leave here a child of God on their way to heaven. Now anoint me, Lord, and remove hindering spirits, I pray, in Jesus. And Lord, may the Holy Spirit of God be in our midst, that sweet dew of heaven, and defeat the devil and get honor and glory on everything that goes on, from everything that goes on these grounds today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Job 14:1 says that man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Now, most of you can say, well, amen to that. That's one of the verses of Scripture that's certainly inspired. And that is true. The Bible says that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And everyone, saved or unsaved, will have trouble sooner or later. If you haven't had a lot of trouble in your life, you better be careful around the next corner. Because trouble is coming sooner or later. Tragedy, or disappointment, or reversal, heartache, heartbreak, misunderstanding, sickness, bereavement, disease, death. All of these are eventualities that will cross our pathway sooner or later in life. Now in these two verses, we see the contrast of reactions to these dark valleys that come to us in life. We see the stark contrast between the saved and the unsaved. There is a difference the way a child of God handles trouble than the way an unsaved person handles trouble. And we see this stark contrast in these two verses. In verse 10, the Word of God tells us that what a child of God ought to do when darkness settles in their life. You can bet your bottom dollar on this fact that I'm fixing to tell you. When trouble comes, when you're trying to live right, and it seems like that everything is caved in around you, and it seems like God is far from you, and it seems like there's no light, no direction for your life, Satan will be there to whisper in your ear. When it seems like God's not there, God is nowhere to be found, and no one really understands, old Satan will, you know, the first thing he's going to tell you If you're a child of God, when trouble comes and when you're going through a dark valley, He's going to tell you, hey, if you were a child of God, this wouldn't happen to you. He'll tell you that every time. He'll make you doubt, if you will let Him, He'll make you to doubt whether you really are a child of God when trouble comes. And then He'll say, well, now listen, God's not a good God. If He really loved you, He wouldn't let you go through this experience. And then Satan will accuse the brethren in times of darkness, and he'll say, yes, he said, your disobedience or your sin brought this problem on you. And Satan is a liar. Satan knows that all people, good or bad, will have trouble in this life. He knows that, but he will accuse you, and he'll whisper to you, and he'll try to destroy you as a child of God. And there are three things that I want to point out of verse 10, that a child of God can be absolutely sure of when he or she goes through a dark valley in life. Now, first of all, and this is a wonderful assurance, you can know that if you have been saved, God knows you and He still loves you and you're still His child. Now, have you been saved? Do you know Christ? Was there a time in your life when the best you know how you received Christ and then there came that joy of sins forgiven? Can you point back to a time like that in your life? Then you can rest assured, if you're going through the valley, that you're still saved, that you're still God's child, that God has not forsaken you. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now we can rest assured when trouble comes that if we're saved and it seems like God is not there. Have you ever been there where there seemed to be no God? I mean, here I am saved, but it seems like that I've lost touch with heaven. Now almost every Christian will experience that sooner or later. There's very few Christians. I know one of the great mystics that of a few years ago, Madame Guyon, for 7 years she went through a period of darkness, where the devil tried her to get her to try to believe that she was not a child of God. And finally she came through that period of darkness, and the Lord did something for her through that darkness. So you can rest assured that if you are saved and you're going through that trial now, that you're still a child of God. There's two words in the first part of verse 10 that proves that this verse is addressed to a child of God. Notice the word, God says, who among you that feareth the Lord and that obeyeth the voice of His servant that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and step on his God. God says, is there somebody that feareth the Lord? That is, that they have a reverence and a respect for a holy God. And you've humbled yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you have obeyed His voice. You have obeyed His word. You love His word. You honor His word. You've been saved by the grace of God. And this is directed to a child of God. And so God is saying this morning, if you are going through a dark valley, you can have the blessed realization that you're still accepted in the Beloved. So don't let the devil get you to doubting Him. What God has showed you in the light, don't doubt in the dark. Oh, you better learn that. You better learn that. A few years ago, the devil tried to get me to get saved all over again. Back when I first had, a few years ago when I first had my lung problem, those spots on my lung, I thought, it scared me to death, and I thought I was full of cancer, and by the end was coming, I thought, when a preacher's not supposed to get scared. And I went through a period where the devil had me trying to get saved all over again. And it's the hardest thing in the world to get saved when you're already saved. Do you know that? And here I was. That was crazy for me to try to get saved and was already saved. It's a frustrating thing. Finally, the Lord just brought me through and let me realize I was already a child of God. And so the first thing, if you're going through trouble, realize you are a child of God. And you're still God's child, even though you're going through a dark valley. And then a second thing, God wants you to understand this morning, is that He understands your problem. He understands your problem. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? God knows that you're walking through that dark valley and that you have no light on your circumstance. Maybe there's somebody in this audience today. You're right smack dab in the middle of a problem, and it seems like you're going through a dark valley and there's no one that understands. But I'm glad if there's no one on this earth that understands. I'm glad to report there's one in heaven who understands. A verse in the Bible, a portion of a verse that means a lot to me is, "Thou God seest me." Thou God seest me. He is an omniscient, all-knowing God. And then there's one seated at the right hand of God the Father this morning. His name is Jesus. And He understands, He cares, and He's able to help you in this time of need. As 1 Peter say, "Preacher, how do you know? How can I know that Jesus cares?" Because in His Word, 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." There's a wonderful song, "Does Jesus Care?" When my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song, as the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long. Oh, yes. He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. So God, if you're a child of God, if you're saved and you're going through a trouble and going through a dark valley and there seems darkness and there's no God there, just realize you're still a child of God. God sees you. He knows all about it. And He understands. And doesn't that bring joy to your heart to realize that the Lord sees you right where you are and knows all about your circumstances? Just to know that He cares. That's a blessing, isn't it? Then there's a third thing God wants you to know, as I see in this verse here. He wants you to know that He wants to help you. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust. This is God talking. God said, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon His God. I have a word from heaven for you this morning. If you're going through a dark valley, if you're bearing a heavy load, if you're under the burdens of life, I have the word from heaven to every child of God this morning is, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. God is going to see you through. And my advice to you, don't doubt the Lord. Don't doubt the Lord. And don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. If you're a child of God and you'll look to Him, I have news for you from God's Word today. Help is on the way from heaven. Look at His Word. Look at the Word of God. Look at this verse. Folks, you're going to need this assurance in your soul. You're not going to make it in the future unless the Holy Spirit can imprint this indelibly upon your soul. Look at God's Word. God said, are you walking in darkness? You have no light? I like those next two words. Notice that question. There's a question mark. There's a question mark God has in His Word there. If there's someone that fears me And is there someone that fears me and is obeying the voice of his servant and that walketh in darkness and hath no light? God says, there's somebody like that. Then he says in his word, let him. Those are precious words. That is, God's given you permission. God's saying, if you're walking through darkness, let him. Let him do what? Then God says, let him trust in the name of the Lord. The Lord is saying, in that dark valley you're going through with, just trust me. As Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Then notice what else that we ought to do. God says, let him trust, first of all, in the name of the Lord, and then let him stay or lean upon his God. Leaning on the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning. Safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning. Leaning on the everlasting arms. You know, I got on my knees out in the woods this week. And I said, Lord, I want a message. When I get in the pulpit this Sunday, I want a message from heaven for my people. And the Lord laid these two verses on my heart. And I believe I have a message from heaven for every child of God in this building today. And the message is, just trust Him and stay or lean on Him. If you will, God somehow will make a way through that trial, that burden that you're going through this morning. And I'll guarantee you, folks, if you'll just say, Lord, I don't understand. Lord, I don't understand. But I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. And if you will, God will see you through some way. And you'll be a better Christian when you come through. Psalm 112:4 says, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Then look at verse 11. Notice the contrasting attitude of a holy God in verse 11. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Now this verse is written to the unbeliever. The one who has no time for God. The one who does not fear God. The one who thinks he can get by without God. I wrote in an old Bible that I have many years ago right under that verse, verse 11. I wrote, don't light your own fire. Don't walk in your own fire. Maybe some of you here are going through a dark valley and you're trying to make it without God. And God says, if you're trying to make it without me, He says, you're kindling your own fire and you're walking in the light of your own fire and your own sparks. And let me point out three things from this verse about building your own fire and when you walk through the dark valleys of life. First of all, God says, man builds them. He said, all ye that kindle a fire. When trouble and darkness and death faces one without God, he's a pitiful sight. He tries to get the best help money can buy. He'll run to the doctor. He'll run to a banker. He'll run to a friend. He'll run to a counselor. He'll run to a psychiatrist for help and light, and he lights his own fire. Well, he may even come and join the church or start reforming or get baptized. He will trust in his own righteousness. But folks, self-effort cannot produce much light for a dark valley. Our own fire and our own sparks will soon go out. A man who tries to light his own way or make his own fire for the dark valleys of life. I remember when I was a boy, we'd get a sparkler on 4th of July and Christmas. And you'd light those sparklers and you just wave them and then it'd go out, wouldn't it? I'm sure kids did still have those. Hadn't seen them a long time. Hadn't been in the kids, little children around my house in a long time. I'm sure they still do it. But a man who says, I don't need God and I'll live my own life, is just like a little child taking a sparkler and lighting it, and it's gone. And listen, if you're trying to light your own fire this morning, God says it's going to be short-lived. It's going to be short-lived. And our light will soon go out when we light our own fires. Then a second thing about lighting our own fires, we see in this verse, heaven will permit us to do that. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks. Now look at what God says. God says, walk in the light of your fire. God says, go ahead, walk in the light of your fire. And in the sparks that ye have kindled. God says, just go ahead. Go ahead. Walk in your own fire. Walk in the light of your sparks. You know, God gives a man the freedom to choose. If you're here and you're unsaved today, God will not force you to get saved. God will not force you to come down and bow a knee here and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. He will not force you to do that. He won't force you to look to Him and trust Him. If you're trying to light your own fire and live your own life with no thought of God, the attitude of a holy God is, go ahead a little while longer. That's your privilege for just a little while. Now, God says, just a little while, I'm giving you that right to go ahead and light your own fire. So man builds his own fire. God permits man to build his own fire and walk in the light of his own fire. But then notice a third thing God says in His Word, sorrow follows them who light their own fire. Those who God says that this shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Those who light their own fires. Those who do their own thing. Those who have no time for God. Those who have no time for church. There's people all over this area. They never give a thought to God. And they don't have time to come to church. They have time to fish. They have time to hunt. They have time to go to ball games. They have time to do the things of this world. But no time for God's house, for the Lord God of heaven. No time for the old-time religion. God says, this is coming from my hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrows. Now things may be going okay down at your house and in your life this morning. But dark days are ahead. They're right around the next corner, and you're going to need the Lord. Deathbeds and an open grave faces every one of us. And in that day, when you face eternity, there is no hope outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God has a message for everyone in this building today. First of all, to the saved. If you're going through a dark valley this morning, the Lord says, trust me, just lean on me. He says, I'll see you through. And then if you're unsaved, God has a message for you. Don't light your own fire. Don't depend on your self-efforts. The end of a self-centered life and self-effort is sorrow from the hand of the Lord, the Word of God says. So come to Jesus and get saved. Quit lighting your own fire. Don't walk in the light of your own fire. There's sorrow ahead if you do. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a few moments. Are you walking in the light of your own fire today? Or are you looking to the Lord? There's help when we look to the Lord. There's help from above if we'll just look to Jesus. But if you're trying to live your own life, light your own fire, walk in the light of your own fire and your own sparks, the Word of God says this morning, there's sorrow ahead. There's going to come a time in the future that you just won't be able to make it without Christ. You're going to need Him. You're going to need Him. Maybe you're going through a real valley this morning, and there's a burden that you're bearing. You're going through a dark trial in your life. I'm glad I can tell you, Jesus cares, and He's going to help you if you just look to Him. And if you're here without Christ, I'm glad to tell you He loves you and He'll save you if you just come to Him and quit trying to light your own fire and look to Jesus and trust Him and let Him lead you down through this valley of life. How many here this morning in this service would say, Preacher, I'm glad that I'm saved. I'm glad that I'm looking to Jesus. I'm glad I have the joy of sin forgiven today. That's your testimony. Just slip your hand up if you can say that. Preacher, I'm glad I'm saying that today. I'm glad I'm saved. Okay, put your hands back down. Now, some of you couldn't say that. My friend, you need the Lord desperately. Without Christ this morning, you're lighting your own fire. And it will go out. And your own fire is not sufficient for the darkness that lies ahead. You're going to need the Lord. You need Him desperately. I'm glad as a young boy that I came forward and quit trying to light my own fire and look to Jesus, and He saved me. And He's been helping me down through life. I praise Him for that this morning. And if God's speaking to you today, I ask you to give the Lord a chance in your life. Come to Him, receive Him. You'll never regret. And let Him lead you the rest of the way down through life and on into the other side safely. He can do it. You can't do it without His help. Are there those here this morning say, Preacher, that message is for me. God laid those verses on my heart this week. I asked Him for a message this morning. I believe those are the verses He wanted me to preach on. And God's spoken to your heart. And you say, Preacher, I am saved, but I need God's help about a situation. Or, Preacher, I'm not saved, and I want you to pray for me today. All over the house, if God's speaking to you, let me pray for you. Just lift your hand right up, and I'll remember you in a closing word of prayer. Preacher, God's spoken to me today. Yes, God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? God bless you. God bless you back here. Yes, anyone else? Preacher, pray for me. Maybe you are a child of God and you need God's help about in some special situation in your life. Or maybe you're here, you don't know where you're saved or not. The Lord has never been real to you. If you die right now, you don't know where you'd go to heaven or not. You say, Preacher, pray for me. Anyone else? Just lift your hand up. God bless you, son. Anyone else? Anyone else? This is heaven's message to you today. If you're going through darkness, look to Jesus. If you're trying to light your own fire, there's sorrow ahead. Look to Him. Look to Jesus. Anyone else, right before we pray? Anyone else? Wait just a moment. Let God speak to your heart. Anyone else? Father, we thank you today for this privilege of coming back to God's house. Thank you for this good crowd of folks gathered here. Lord, I've tried to give them your word. Tell them to look to Jesus. If they're saved, He's able to see them through and help them. And Lord, for those that are trying to light their own fires today, Lord, may they see the error of their way, that it leads to sorrow. And may they come to Jesus who loves them and died for them this morning. Leave here a child of God on their way to heaven. Have your way. In this invitation, Spirit of God, draw people to Jesus, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was the message that the Lord wanted me to bring today. I don't know who it was meant for, but as I was praying in the woods this week, the Lord laid those two verses on my heart. And you know, I've proved them true in my own life. There's times when I've gone through darkness. I've looked up to Jesus, and He's brought me through. Hallelujah. And He'll bring you through. He'll bring you through if you'll just look to Him. If you need the Lord, if you need to get saved, if you want to just come to the altar and pray this morning, say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Just come on. Get in the altar and tell the Lord about it. Let's stand and sing. What number?
270.
270. Let's stand and sing. Let the Lord have His way. Just slip right on out if God's speaking your heart. Come down and we'll pray with you and help you this morning. Come on now as we sing.
Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one
decided he don't want to light his own fire any longer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Thank God another one's coming. Maybe others need to come. Come on. I'm going to have the choir to sing another verse in just a moment. This man's been saved in his home. This man over here, young man, trusting Christ this morning. Isn't that great? Amen, folks. Amen. I'm going to have the choir to sing another verse, heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe there's some this morning that you're going through a valley, deep valley, and you need God's help desperately. Won't you just say, I'm going to that altar, and I'm going to cast that burden on the Lord. And I'm going to trust on Jesus, trust Him, and I'm going to lean on Jesus. If God wants you to do that, come on. Or if you're not saved or need to rededicate your life or join the church, come on. Obey the Lord as the choir sings the next verse. Come on.
Thank you.
sing on, choir. Come on, folks, let God have His way. Come on. Come on. This way, we're going to sing Only Trust Him. What number is that, Brother Gary? 277. 277. Maybe you need to be in this altar here today with these, turning their problems over to the Lord, getting saved, whatever the need is. Maybe the Lord has spoken to you and you need to come. Let's sing 277. 277. Come on, as we sing.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him. Save you, He will save you, He will save you now.
We're going to sing one more verse and be through if no one comes. But folks, I know very well that every one of you faces problems. Every one of you. I don't care who you are, if I don't even know you, I know that you're going to go have that dark valley. I know that. And you know that. Most of you have already probably had it. But also, I know, I can testify that Jesus can be real to us in that dark valley. I have experienced that. I've experienced it. So I want to leave you with that encouragement, that word of comfort. God's going to help you. God, there's help available for a child of God. And if you're not saved, there's salvation available for you. God's interested in helping us. Let's sing one of the verses. No one comes, we'll be through. Come on, let's sing.
For Jesus shed His precious blood, rich blessings to be sold. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as is a truth, a way that leads you into rest. Believe in Him without delay, and you are fully blessed. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you.
I don't have any more to say. Said enough. There's help from heaven. Hallelujah. There's help from the other world. If there wasn't, wouldn't it be a tough old race down the race of life? Wouldn't it be rough? Wouldn't it be, I don't see how people make it without Jesus. I just don't see how people make it. And by the way, you're not going to make it without Jesus. You're just not going to do it. God said, from my hand, there will come sorrow. If you reject Jesus, before you leave this life, sorrow will be your lot. If you can get by without Jesus, that word's wrong. Isn't that right? I'm your friend. I'm not against you. I want you to understand, I love you. I'm not preaching against you. I'm just saying, look to Jesus. Look to Him. He loves you. He's saying, trust me, lean on me. If you light your own fire, there's sorrow to heed. Just like man's drowning, I throw him a life preserver out there and he refuses it. There's no hope for him, isn't it? I'm glad that there's a life preserver, and that's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you look to him. Look to him. Amen. You may be seated. I thank the Lord for these who came for, some came for special prayer, have special burdens, and then these three made decisions for Christ this morning. Jimmy, you want to stand? Jimmy, you have trusted Jesus as your Savior today. You don't want to walk your own fire anymore, do you, Jimmy? You want to just let Him light your life and light your way. And you're trusting Him as your Savior. Amen, Jimmy. God bless you, baby. Amen. Jimmy wants to follow the Lord in baptism. God bless you, Jimmy. You may be seated, son. God bless you. And then David Norris. David, bless your heart, buddy. Stand up. A number of us have been in the home praying for him, praying with him. And he's trusted Christ as his Savior. Brother Edgar and I went by. And let's see, I think this week Annis and Virginia went by. You are trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Amen. You want to live for Him now, David. And He'll help you, buddy. Amen. God bless you. He wants to follow the Lord in baptism. And then D. Burleson. D., you want to stand? D., you have been saved and you're rededicating your life to Christ this morning. Is that right? Amen. 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 Is there a motion we receive these two who desire to follow the Lord in baptism and church membership? Motion made. Is there a second? Second. All in favor say aye and raise your hand high.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Well, amen, folks. You know what? There's so much confusion in this service today. It's hard for me to preach. I didn't get to get going about the end and during the invitation. I mean, there's 25,000 people up and in and out of here today. And folks, it's hard with everybody going in and out. And so I'd appreciate it if you don't have to get up and go out, that you don't do it. The devil, you can get going on and that somebody can get up and go out, or 4 or 5 get up. If you have emergencies, that's fine, emergencies. But if you don't, if it's not an emergency, if you just need a little exercise, one drink of water, you can wait until after I get through preaching. But anyway, the Lord worked in spite of the devil. God bless you. Good to have you. Good to have you on for baby day today. It's been a good day. Come back and see us. Be here tonight. Deacon, 6:15 downstairs. And evening service, I'll preach a soul-winning message I preached in the past. And this month, we're going to have a soul-winning emphasis here at Buffalo on Sunday night. Let's stand. Be dismissed.